It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS The Forces Station, and joining us are the actors from the new ITV drama Out There, Martin Clunes and Louis Ashbourne Circus. So it's lovely to chat. Now, Louis, can you tell us what the series is all about, please?
Well, this series overall is about a small sort of community in Wales that is affected by a county lines operation. But it focuses on a father and son. The father is Nathan, who's a farmer, and Johnny, who is his son. And it all sort of kicks off when Johnny is asked to mind a package from his crush called Sadie's brother. And from there on, this becomes a catalyst into a nightmare that sort of, you know, invades both of their personal lives and their local community.
And the name of the drama, Out There, is slang used by drug dealers to describe a countryside that they exploit. And Martin, how important do you feel it is to tell this story?
Well, it's really important, isn't it? I think lots of people hear about county lines. I think it's coming, I mean, it's, as an industry or a business model, it's been around for a while. And it's really sophisticated and ruthless and brutal, and has a disposable workforce, but it's constantly looking for new markets, and that's what's sort of behind this idea. And maybe it's good that we show, you know, how people can get suddenly and instantly deeply involved in it without realizing, and find themselves in a really, really dangerous predicament, because it is totally ruthless.
I have to agree with that. And you do actually show that in the programme, because, Louis, I don't want to give too much away, but we see your friend Reese give you a package that you find suspicious, asking you to look after it, but you give in and you take it. So how easy do you think it is for young people to get involved in this kind of criminal activity?
It's certainly easy. I mean, this is the thing. It often affects vulnerable people, not that Johnny is, but they're often promised with goods, you know, glamorous items, when they often don't have those things. So, young people can easily be drawn in, and it affects young people, often between the ages of 14 and 17, as they are promised this sort of, you know, this better life, you know, if they carry out certain things like, you know, doing this drop or you know, looking after this, and then they're tricked into thinking that they, you know, owe the person who's been telling them this, you know, that they're in debt to them. And that's often how it starts and how they sort of never overcome this debt. Which is just terrible.
It's an incredibly captivating drama to watch. And Martin, I loved you in Doc Martin, a huge fan. I was really sad when it finished.
Thank you.
And this is your first role for TV since then. And it's so different. So how did you feel having a complete change of character?
It was great. And this was a project we'd been developing for quite a while with Ed and Mark, the writer and director. And it was just very exciting to finally get out there. And Mark being, you're not supposed to say very Welsh, but he's really Welsh, Welsh speaking, and he knows the land, and he's, you know, there's some farming in his background. And, you know, it was because it's sort of about invasion and boundaries and land. The very land we were filming on is kind of in a boundary area of the borderlands of Wales and, you know, England, and that all feeds into it as well. So it was great, really, really exciting. And we, you know, the plan is that this would run and run till Louis is in his 50s.
At least you've got a job for life.
That's the plan, is to support Louis through his life.
How did you prepare for the role? Because for both of you, the issues of, you know, county lines, not everyone knows about it. So did you have to do a lot of research?
Go on.
I had to. I had to, because I feel like the term county lines is thrown about quite a lot. And people go, I know what that is, but often they don't. And I'm one of those people. I knew roughly what it was about, but certainly, you know, as I was about to sort of plunge into it, I had to learn who it affects, you know, where it happens, where it takes place, and how it would affect my character. So definitely, I think, you know, this story illuminates the people that are affected by it. And so I had to learn, you know, what I was basically going to be talking about, what I was going to be doing, definitely.
Even though it's a work of fiction, all the depiction of the action of the County Lines business model is accurate. Mm-hmm. There's nothing made up there.
Martin, in the show, all you want to do is to protect your son, which is such a natural instinct as a parent. What are you hoping viewers are going to take away from the show?
You know, listen, Ed Whitmore is the most superb dramatist. So it's like, it's not a public information film about the evils of County Lines. It's a drama. And he never lets your arse hit the back of the chair, Ed, in his writing. You're constantly on the edge of your seat with it. And because this lovely young man is in trouble, that's the beating heart of this film, is we've got to look after Johnny and make sure he's okay. I think so. That's when I watched it, mm-hmm. Cut together, you know, and saw the way that the edit had been slanted. It is about the family, and it's about, you know, Nathan's despair and naivety and not sure quite how to fix this problem, but he has to fix the problem because it's affecting his son. And I think that's the dramatic motor upon which the rest of it hangs.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us on BFBS, the Forster Station. It's been a pleasure chatting about your new programme, Out There.